Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives facing a Friday night deadline to approve funding to keep the government open rallied enough votes with their own party to pass the bill late Thursday, which now faces a tough fight in the U.S. Senate. Some Democrats have said they don't support the spending plan because it does not provide for the 800,000 so-called Dreamers, immigrants illegally brought to the U.S. by their parents when they were children. President Trump says he does not like the way the federal budget has been handled in the past.
The budget should be handled a lot differently than it's been handled over the last long period of time, many years. But if for any reason it shuts down, the worst thing is what happens to our military.
Lawmakers had two options, either agree on the one-month temporary spending measure known on Capitol Hill as a continuing resolution, or shut down the government until funding can be agreed upon. U.S. Department of Homeland Security has removed Haiti, Belize, and Samoa from a list of countries whose citizens are eligible for temporary work visas to the United States. The announcement comes a week after President Trump reportedly used a vulgar word to describe Haiti, El Salvador, and the countries of Africa. The Somalia National Army killed at least seven al-Shabaab militants, they say, destroyed their bases during an operation in southern Somalia. Somalia Army General told VOA Somali forces took control of a town some 45 kilometers south of the coastal city of Kismayo. The general said, despite initial resistance, his forces managed to destroy several of the militants' bases and vehicles that they have been using to transport fighters. This is VOA News.